Israel today formally turned over the West Bank city of Jericho to Palestinian control. Jericho is a desert community in the Jordan Valley and the first of five cities in the West Bank to be transferred to the Palestinian Authority. It was agreed to by Israeli and Palestinian leaders during their summit last month in Egypt. NPR's Linda Gradstein is in Jericho. And Linda, was the handover peaceful, uneventful?
Yes, it was. The Israeli and Palestinian security officials took a tour of the area. They signed some maps. And at the same time, Israeli bulldozers began dismantling at least part of the checkpoint, the main southern checkpoint into Jericho. They uprooted metal stakes and took down a chain link metal fence. They took concrete, white concrete blocks and put them on a flatbed truck. And then traffic into Jericho was free. Palestinians from all over the West Bank came, a few buses of school children from Hebron coming to see Jericho. People were happy but felt that it's only a small step and only the beginning. At the same time, at this main checkpoint, the Israelis are still staying on the other side of the checkpoint, meaning that anyone leaving Jericho will be checked. There's another checkpoint on the western side that's also coming down. So it means Palestinians will be able to travel from Jericho to Ramallah without going through Israeli checkpoints.
Is there a particular reason Jericho was the first city to be turned over?
Well, Jericho's always been quiet. As far as I know, there have been no suicide bombers from Jericho during the past 4 years. It's been a very quiet, sort of sleepy desert oasis. And so the Israeli officials felt that this was a good place to start, that there probably won't be any problems, is what one Israeli official told me.
And what now?
Well, next in line to be transferred is Tulkarm. Israeli officials say that's likely to happen on Sunday. Tulkarm is an agricultural city in the northern West Bank. After that is the city of Qalqilya. The other two cities are Ramallah and Bethlehem. Israeli officials say they don't have a date for when that will happen. All of these cities were under Palestinian control until the beginning of the Palestinian Intifada and when Israeli troops went in. So it's basically trying to turn the clock back to September 2000. Palestinians say they hope it's the beginning of a Palestinian state.
And all these handovers grew out of last month's Israeli-Palestinian summit.
That's right. At the summit, a series of measures were agreed on. The handovers, the release of some Palestinian prisoners, 500 have already been released, and there's now meetings on another 400. And it's sort of the beginning of something. Many Palestinians here that I spoke to today said that they were happy. They think they hope this is the start of something, but they said there's still a long way to go.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in the West Bank city of Jericho. Thanks, Linda.
Thanks, Renee.